Can you hear me? Is that all right? This is your chance to move out of the sun. Doesn't get better. Okay. So let's pray. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is from the book of Genesis. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here am I." He said, "Take your son, your only begotten son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." He said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went, both of them together. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your goodness and glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your eternal life of love, communion, for inviting us into this communion through the death of your Son and the power of the Holy Spirit. I ask you to remove any obstacles and to let today be a day where we are inserted more deeply into the eternal life that is you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so we start with our review from last week. Can anybody share an image or an example that has stuck with you? Maybe you've thought of it, maybe not, especially for people who haven't been here. This is our little review. Last time we talked about the universal prayer, prayer of the faithful, the intercessions. This usually goes a lot better. Go ahead.
I was struck last week when you talked about prayer as both a responsibility and a privilege. I always thought about prayer as a responsibility, but I hadn't really thought very much about prayer as a privilege about the baptized. That because we have that baptism relationship with God, even in the Mass, when you come to the part where from the creed forward,
yeah, okay, great. Well, it was a new thought, but I think you understood it well because you articulated like the whole thought. That'll come up again today, certainly, that the specific grace and privilege that we have as baptized Christians, that we share in the relationship of Jesus to his Father, it'll come up again today as we talk about the offertory, for sure. So thank you. Anything else from last week? That split between the Mass of the catechumens and the Mass of the faithful.
I always wondered why they left right at that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they can answer that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that split is interesting. And if you can appreciate it, it can elevate your prayer, certainly. It can make you appreciate more. Oh, I get to stick around. I get to participate fully in this part, and I can't take that for granted. Can anybody give an example, or anybody want to share from their own prayer from this week, growth that you have seen? Basically, the we want results from this. You know, we want this to change us and to change the way that we pray. Does anybody have anything like that to share?
I think
That's like, it's like level two sharing. It's a very personal thing. So I ask it every week, even though it seems like nobody has shared yet, because I want you to notice. I want you to note for yourself and maybe to share it with people that you're very close with, but we don't want to skip over it. So this week we're talking about the offertory. There is there's so much we haven't talked about that we're just skipping past, okay? Just know that this is the most introductory of introductory intros to Mass. But we're going to talk about the offertory today. You know that this is the point. Actually, it's sort of seen as halftime. We talked about this a little last week. You know, you finish the intercessions and the creed before that, and everybody sits down, and the music kind of starts, and the ushers start coming forward, and this is where you're like, I'm going to run to the bathroom, or you whisper something to the other person that you've been carefully waiting, but there's sort of a lull. You know, there's like a dip. So, the halftime part is no good. It's not halftime, really. It's not like a break or something. The offertory is as active as any other part of Mass. But the shift part is good. It's good to feel like, okay, now we're shifting gears. We've sat down, the music has changed, because it's supposed to. There's supposed to be a shift there. The purpose, remember we go through these four things, a symbol, the purpose of this time, or the description of what's really going on. The third thing is some things to imagine in this time to help you pray. And then the fourth thing is a tip or a question to engage with it and participate more fully in it. But the purpose of this time, of the offertory, there's the collection, there's the gifts being brought forward, there's preparing the altar, there's prayers there, sometimes there's incense, those sorts of things. The priest washes his hands. The purpose of this time is to prepare the offering with great love for the sacrifice. Okay, so we can see something on the outside. We can see bread and wine being brought forward. It goes to the altar, and shortly after the offertory, after the Eucharistic prayer, it becomes the sacrifice of Jesus. It becomes his body and blood, and it is offered as a sacrifice to the Father. Notably, okay, we just got to say this. Maybe none of you were thinking this, but you got to say this. There's no multiple sacrifices. There's no what we sacrifice today, we didn't sacrifice tomorrow, or we sacrifice Jesus over and over, or something like that. There's one sacrifice, and it happened on the cross, and this is that sacrifice becoming present again to us. So there's just one sacrifice, but we get to participate in it over and over. Okay, this is a very important one sacrifice of Jesus. We saw bread and wine come forward that become the sacrifice that we offer to God, the sacrifice of Jesus to the Father. But they are supposed to be stand-ins for your offering that is brought to the altar that becomes part of the sacrifice of Jesus to the Father. So there's supposed to be this internal work where hopefully what you bring to Mass and what you offer to the Lord is much more than time and much more than the money that you put in the basket, something like that. Again, the bread and wine they're stand-ins, but they're like very human things. Okay, they're just plain human things. And they're brought to the altar, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, they're transformed into the sacrifice of Jesus. So when we say, well, what is to be my offering? We just look at very plain human things. The stuff of your life. We're going to like kind of itemize that in a minute. But before we do that, it's worth saying, when we talk about sacrifice, when we talk about preparing the offering with great love, what are we preparing for? What exactly is sacrifice? When you hear the word sacrifice, what do you think of? You don't have to answer, but just notice. Usually it involves pain or fire or destruction or something. We had this reading from Genesis with Abraham, where what he's asked to do is to sacrifice his son, which it means to kill his son and to burn his son as an offering to the Lord. So that's usually where we get to sacrifice, and then we stop. If we kind of spiritualize it, we can sometimes get to like offering painful things to the Lord. Okay, we make little sacrifices like that through the day. But what is sacrifice really about? I'm so glad you asked. In this book, which you've seen in the back by Christopher Karstens, it's called A Devotional Journey into Mass. He's the same one that wrote the big book back there, the best book, Principles of the Sacred Liturgy. He says, usually we think of sacrifice as pain or destruction, but there's got to be something deeper, because imagine Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Try to visualize this through the eyes of God the Father. What is it about his son's action on the cross that satisfies the Father? Why is it that salvation is possible through the death of Jesus. Why is Calvary's crucifixion reconciliation of us and the Father? There's something deeper about sacrifice. So he says, God has everything. He doesn't need your money. He doesn't need your stuff. He doesn't need your bulls and goats. And he doesn't need any of these things. Except there's one thing that he does not have and he cannot take. And that is the heart of the human person. Okay, your heart. The one thing that he can have only if it is freely given to him is the undivided love of the human person. So, the preparation at Mass, when we talk about sacrifice, this is what we're talking about. We don't offer something like money or a goat or something like that to appease the Lord. If that sacrifice is not your love, then it's worthless. So let me read some of this for you. The preparation of the gifts at Mass is a preparation for sacrifice. Therefore, our understanding of true sacrifice, that is the undivided love of the human person, should lead each participant at Mass to prepare for the sacrifice by asking a single question: how can I get my whole self onto the altar, even onto the paten, holding the host, and into the chalice of wine to give to God? How can I get my whole self onto the altar to give to God? Like we were talking about bread and wine, they're really human things. They're just food. But he says, this is what we offer to the Lord. Look at like the ordinariness of your life. Look inside your heart and look for the secrets of the heart that represent you, okay? This is dreams, pains, hopes, things that you have worked for, memories that you treasure, the things that make up you that are different from every other person, the ordinariness that is you, or maybe the extraordinariness of this past week. So what we look for is just notice in yourself. And if you, maybe this is the exercise. Just notice if you were at the offertory at Mass right now and you said, how do I get my whole self as a gift to the Lord in this sacrifice? Look inside yourself and what do you find? What ordinariness do you find? What suffering do you find? What thanksgiving or fear or hope or desire or experience or memory? These sorts of things. These are the sorts of things that we gather together, and they're what is symbolized in the bread and wine. Ordinary things like bread and wine come forward to the altar. They're offered to the Lord, and he transforms them into the divine sacrifice of Jesus to his Father. So our very ordinary things, our ordinary lives, are brought to the altar, and by the prayer of the priest, by the power of the Holy Spirit, they're transformed into, really, the divine sacrifice of Jesus to his Father. So here's one thing to think about, okay? If you remember during Mass, and hopefully I'm giving you this because I wanted to kind of cue your memory when next time you're at Mass, you don't remember anything that we've talked about today. When the priest has put the things on the altar, you know, he's put a little water into the wine, he spread the corporal, the missal is out there, everything's ready. Just before he washes his hands, he bows profoundly before the altar and he prays this prayer. It says, with humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be acceptable to you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. So there's two things from this. Okay, the first one is that I love this, that we ask the Lord, please accept our sacrifice. Okay, it's like not to be taken for granted that we've given God something valuable, because we haven't. We have nothing. The ordinary stuff that we give him is, even when we give ourselves entirely, it's not worth that much. It's not worthy of the Lord. So we ask him, please accept our sacrifice. There's a step two that makes it something glorious and acceptable to him that we'll talk about in a minute. But here's the point. This prayer that the priest prays comes from the fiery furnace of Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, so you know Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or what are their other names? Azariah, Hezekiah, I can't remember anyway. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that's their Babylonian names. They're in the fiery furnace, and they're crying out to God for help, but they say, Lord, we have nothing to win you over. We have no sacrifice to offer. We're here in the fiery furnace, and we don't have a goat or a bull or grain offerings or anything, but we do have ourselves, and so the little that we have, that is ourselves, we give to you. Okay, this is the prayer that the priest prays. The prayer of those in trouble who need the Lord, who have nothing to offer him except themselves. So that's what we're supposed to do at Mass. We're supposed to offer nothing except ourselves in union with Jesus. So when you see the priest bow low before he washes his hands, know that that's what he's praying. And that's the sort of urgency that we pray with. When we gather together this thing that we're going to offer to the Lord, we don't do it sloppily, okay? We don't do it carelessly, because the things that we do have, we receive with love and gratitude from the Lord. Everything in our lives, we receive with gratitude from him, but also out of reverence for the one that we're going to give this to. So even if, I mean, if you're given like a gift that you're kind of ashamed of to someone that you love very much, you're, even though you're like, I wanted to give them something greater, you will still wrap it carefully because of the one that you're going to give it to. This is the kind of preparation you want. Or if you've been to dinner, well, you've been to dinner with like Dixie cups and plastic knives, and you're like, okay, these hot dogs are pretty good. But then you go to a dinner with like a lot of different plates and a lot of different forks and a lot of different glasses, and you're like, this is nice. You feel taken care of, you know? The preparation is one way of communicating love. And so at the offertory, after you felt this switch, the shift, it's not something to go, yeah, like, I don't know, this week has just been crazy, and I don't know. It's a time to like recollect yourself, if you can, and to take stock and say, what is my offering to the Lord today? And I know of people who have begun to cry during the offertory because it's the only time in their week where they have said, what is going on in me? You know, like, who am I? What is my life? And when they look at it, they're a little overwhelmed, but also they're looking at it with the Lord. It's like a safe glance. So everything, the ordinariness, the suffering that we gather together, we prepare with love and care, not sloppily or carelessly, because of the one that we're going to offer it to. So the tip or the question to look at, we're almost out of time, is simply, what is my offering? What is my sacrifice? Because it better be more than money. We do this with reverence and love because God has provided the sacrifice for us. Again, we heard this in the first reading, and we heard it in the collect for Mass today. We prayed, Lord, we cannot please you by ourselves. So by the prayer of Our Lady and the merits of Jesus Christ, make our offering pleasing to you. It's the same sort of thing. What we have to give to the Lord is only what he has given to us to give back to him. The last thing is the symbol that we want to go over, and we're not going to go deeply into this, we're out of time, but there's a bunch of different symbols. I mean, there's the paten, there's the hands, I was going to talk about the different linens that go on the chalice, but the symbol that I want you to consider is simply, in the chalice, the priest takes wine and pours in, you know, a moderate amount, and then he takes water and pours in just a couple drops. Our sacrifice to God is worthless by itself, because we cannot please the Lord by ourselves. So what's happening is that we are joining ourselves to the sacrifice of Jesus to the Father. This is the one pleasing sacrifice. This is the one perfect sacrifice where a human being has given themselves completely to the Lord. They've finally given to God what he has always desired from humanity since the fall of Adam and Eve. So this is the only train that we can get on. It's the only train that goes to the heart of the Father. And so we put all of what we have and all of who we are onto this train that is Jesus' sacrifice to the Father. And that's why we take a little wine and pour it into the chalice. And this is the wine that will become the blood of Jesus Christ. And then we take a little water, just a couple drops, and they're lost in the wine, but they're mixed there and they're carried, they're held there. And that is our little sacrifice that is joined to the sacrifice of Jesus. There's a bunch more to say about water and wine and all those sorts of things, but you can read about it and just to meditate on it a little by yourself. Like last week, there are a bunch of books in the back. There's also a podcast that I want to direct your attention to by the writer of this book. It's called The Liturgy Guys. So there's a paper out there with the name of the podcast on it. But they have been going through, like us, the parts of the Mass for like the last 10 episodes or something. And it's real good. They actually, like 2 weeks ago, they were at the offertory. So you can gain a bunch more from there. But let's stand and pray. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Father in heaven, you give us the desire to lose our lives for you, to give ourselves as a gift to you, and you give us the means, the precious sacrifice of Jesus, so that the little that we offer joined to his sacrifice can be precious and valuable to you, something that pleases you. So we ask you to show us how to offer ourselves, to fearlessly give up our lives to you, and to glory simply in the grace that you give us, that you desire what we can give you, and that we can give you what you desire. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Thank you.